Thank you, Mr. Chair. In our statement on risk mitigation, we would like to focus on five areas involving risks that my delegation believes have received insufficient attention in our deliberations in this group. These are, one, the risk of accidents and errors associated with the use of autonomous weapon systems. Two, the risk of exacerbating racial and other forms of discrimination. Three, the risk of proliferation. Four, the risk of compounding global inequalities and instability. And five, the risk to the environment and biodiversity. I will start with the risk of accidents and errors associated with the use of autonomous weapon systems. We identify three different scenarios where the use of autonomous weapon systems would inflict unintended harm or injury to protected persons and objects. One scenario involves risk-taking behaviors, including recklessness, where the harm to protected persons or objects was foreseen and the user accepted this risk. For example, the user of an autonomous weapon system foresaw the risk that an attack would be indiscriminate, but was reckless as to this result and nevertheless carried out the attack. Another scenario involves negligent behaviors, where the harm to protected persons or objects was foreseeable. For example, the user of an autonomous weapon system fails to suspend an attack that was or should have been expected to be unlawful. Another example is if the user receives a recommendation from the system, decides to overly trust the machine and just rubber stamps the recommendation without moral or legal reflection, and the target turns out to be a protected person or object. Another example is if the user fails to operate the system with sufficient understanding or knowledge about the system. A third scenario involves accidents where the harm to protected persons or objects was unforeseen. Indeed, autonomous weapon systems compared to traditional weapons are more prone to accidents, with sources of accidents arising from data or software errors, malfunctions, technical glitches, hacking, unexpected interactions with the environment. Also, there is an increased risk of technical components acting unpredictably, adversarial interference, user errors, or communication failures. Ways of mitigating these risks include through thorough testing and training, as well as regulations to ensure meaningful human control over the use of force. This includes, to ensure sufficient reliability, regulations requiring developers to guarantee the proper internal functioning of a system, and to embed autonomous weapon systems with safeguards so as to minimize the risk of external threats. It also includes regulations requiring human users to verify the correct functioning of autonomous weapon systems before using them, and considering the potential impact of external contextual factors like weather conditions on this functioning. Here, we would also like to highlight another risk related to accidents and errors. In the context of autonomous weapon systems as compared to traditional weapons, it is much more difficult to distinguish a product or design defect, for example, from a user's malicious intent or systemic negligence by the state. Indeed, the use of autonomous weapon systems could enable the user to shield his or her intent or knowledge so as to evade accountability. To mitigate this risk, developers should produce a list of possible failures of autonomous weapon systems and elaborate what types of accidents could and should have been foreseen in order to help identify whether the incident could have been prevented. Mr. Chair, the second area I wish to explore is the risk of autonomous weapon systems exacerbating racial and other forms of discrimination. We have ample evidence from the civilian world where artificial intelligence decision algorithms and face recognition algorithms have led to discrimination, including in the case of people with darker shades of skin, women, and persons with disabilities. Tech giants, including Google and Microsoft, openly admit that such problems exist. At least in the case of discriminatory systems in the civilian world, victims often have the option to resort to legal action to overturn unfair decisions or get some form of justice. But when it comes to algorithmic bias in war, there is no possible justice for someone who has been wrongly targeted and killed as a result of algorithmic bias. We thus need to be considerably more cautious and give appropriate attention to this risk. Third, there is a clear risk that the technology underlying autonomous weapon systems will become available for unauthorized use and proliferate globally. Such systems do not require hard-to-obtain raw materials and could quickly become mass-produced. We can imagine scenarios where these technologies fall in the hands of racist, fascist, or xenophobic actors, terrorists, warlords, or are used with criminal intentions to commit ethnic cleansing or genocide. These are characteristics that could easily be programmed into an algorithm, characteristics like race. And unlike humans, who can at least theoretically disobey immoral orders, machines cannot. Fourth, the development of autonomous weapon systems could change the current strategic landscape, increasing existing global power imbalances and further erode international peace and security. I have said before and here would like to remind once again that there has been a historical pattern of deployments and testing of experimental weapons technologies in global South contexts. We must therefore highlight the risk that the development of autonomous weapon systems will compound and perpetuate this historical pattern. Fifth and finally, autonomous weapon systems risk harming the environment and biodiversity. Indeed, studies have shown that military activities contribute significantly to carbon emissions and that artificial intelligence models consume massive amounts of energy to elaborate. An article published in Forbes warns that, I quote, "The field of artificial intelligence could become an antagonist in the fight against climate change in the years ahead." While no relevant research has yet been published specifically about autonomous weapon systems, we can anticipate with reasonable certainty that their development and use will result in a significant carbon footprint. Mr. Chair, I will conclude by reiterating that the only way to sustainably and effectively mitigate these risks is through the elaboration of new legally binding rules as a matter of urgency. I thank you.